Welcome to Changemaker with founder of Gypsy Tea and social entrepreneur Zina Muzika.
This new podcast is to help you embrace change and experience amazing people and entrepreneurs. We're going to be sharing secrets, habits, and change-making abilities with you so that you can apply them to your life and make a life of your dreams.
This is Changemaker with Zina Muzika.
Hey, Changemakers. Welcome to Changemaker with Zina Muzika. I'm your host, and I'm very excited today because I just had my voice analyzed, and it turns out I'm low in lutein. I need to work out my glutes more. I need more B vitamins, and I'm having enzyme issues for my digestion. How did they find this out with me just talking into a recorder for 30 seconds? That's what we're going to find out today. This is a show about resonance, about energy, about sound currents, and about healing. So I hope you'll stay with us. We've got the founder of Kajini, Mark Hines, is on the phone with us. Hi, Mark.
Hello there.
How's it going?
Going great, thanks. Nice to connect with you, and thank you for the timing. And I'm the co-founder along with Matthew Sanderson.
Great, and Matthew's here as well in person. Hey, Matthew.
Hi.
So I am just fascinated with this. I talked into my microphone for 30 seconds. You then analyzed the vibrations of my voice, the resonance of my voice, created this very simple graph, and the high points in the resonance of my voice and the low points were indicators of things. So can you tell us a little bit about how this works?
Absolutely, sure. So your voice essentially represents the frequencies that are in your nervous system and throughout your body. And so when we look at your voice in a certain way, when it's analyzed with our algorithms, we can look at the specific frequencies that are out of balance or not in perfect harmony or coherence with the rest of your system. And so by pulling those out, we can see what effect those frequencies might be having in your system, whether it's a physical effect or an emotional effect or a nutritional issue or something like that.
Well, it's interesting too, because I have a sister-in-law who invents lasers. She's a dermatologist, president of the board of lasers, and she invented the laser that removes hair and tattoos. And she's currently using sound they're testing sound for facelifts. So to be able to heal the skin and to do it with sound, what's the science behind sound and how are we, Mark? This question's for you. How do we actually know we're made up of sound, and you guys have come up with a way to use sound to make, healing or becoming whole more easily achievable. Can you tell us a little bit about the science behind that and what it is?
Sure, yeah. And so, really, we can look back to thousands of years ago. I mean, the thought of sound healing and looking at information in sound has really been around for thousands of years. And then if we move, if we take thousands of years ago and then we make a quantum jump forward into today's time, we understand, especially with all the emerging physics of, physicists like Nassim Harman of the Resonance Project and many others, it's very clear that, everything in all of existence, whether it's, an organ or a tooth or a nail, or a vitamin or a mineral or anything, is what it is because of its vibration, because of its oscillation. And then how it interacts with space and many other dynamics that give it its own particular attributes and its own characteristics. So, and this is well, understood, science and physics, conventional science will, fully support that. And so if we understand that, at the basic level, if we look at, a muscle, for instance, I heard you just say that the glutes have some opportunity. That if we look at the glutes, we say, okay, it's muscle, and the muscles are made up of, these particular different, proteins and all these different things, and then those are made up of something. Well, and if we look at the most basic aspect, they're all made up at the micro scale of an oscillation, of a frequency, of a vibration. And so if we understand that, we understand that, hey, if we could just look at the vibration, if we could look at the oscillation of everything, then we would be able to look at the fundamental characteristics, the fundamental interactions of every single thing that's happening in the body. And I think, you know, to me, an analogy is almost that when you look at the body currently, you know, whether we do a, you know, a blood test or any other thing, it's almost akin to like taking your car into the, you know, shop to get worked on and not turning the engine on to see how all of the parts are working together, you know, just to look at one you know, aspect removed from the whole. And so, and as Matthew was sharing, you know, about 25, 30 years ago, it started to be understood by, you know, research that we worked with on this technology and others, that the voice has a very unique set of attributes whereby, you know, the information coming out of the voice represents every single thing that's happening in the body. And there's a little thing that kind of people have, like, maybe a little recognition of this. I'm sure, you know, you've picked up the phone on occasion and somebody has said one or two words, and instantly out of your mouth is like, okay, what's wrong?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's a great,
they didn't say anything was wrong, but, you know, the human ear only hears maybe 1%, 2% of the information that's actually coming out of the voice. So in those moments, you know, the subconscious is telling us, and we have these experiences all the time of getting a feeling for somebody or all these things that is emitted from the voice, but is never looked at from a scientific perspective. So the Kijini technology and then the forerunner to the Kijini technology, bioacoustics, looks at the science of what that information is that we've all experienced, but breaking it down to very specifics.
Well, if you think about it, everything is a vibration. Everything is sound. And I love, you know, when I was young, I think I was 12 when somebody told me thoughts are things. They have a vibration. So be careful what you're thinking. And I always remember that striking me, thinking a thought is a thing. It has a vibration. Like, really? And the idea that my voice carries my thoughts and projects into the world and vibrates at a certain frequency, attracting other frequencies back. You know, it's kind of like, I love the, you know, Don Miguel Ruiz with the Four Agreements, your word, you know, really keep your word impeccable. But if something's resonating in the body in an unhealthy way, it's kind of hard to keep your words impeccable. You know, I notice when people are stressed out, they say things they don't mean to say. I have a friend who has a concussion and was saying earlier that he feels anger. He had this brain trauma and it's causing him to feel angry for no reason. So if you think of it, we are just a pile of vibrations and sound. And so how did you guys find this technology and why did you decide to launch this business and this app, Kijini?
Yeah, great question. So about 12 or 13 years ago now, I met the physicist who I mentioned a little bit earlier, Nassim Harmane. And, you know, first when I first heard what he was kind of sharing, I was it was a little questionable. But then spending...
Well, you were a real estate investor, right? So you're a real estate investor, and then you're a venture capitalist, and then it's like, what? What's this resonance thing?
Exactly. And I was pretty much grounded in the, you know, the regular, whatever they call, you know, the real physical world. And I had a friend that said, hey, you got to go see this guy talk. He's, you know, a physicist, and he's going to talk for 6 hours. And I thought, I can't think of anything worse. And wound up, you know... wound up being a life-changing experience because it opened up this whole other aspect of things that, you know, many of us think about and contemplate, but you know, there really is no solid, quantifiable explanation, understanding. You know, there's many things in the esoteric community, you know, from movies, you know, and thoughts and teachings. And fortunately, you know, the physics and the science are starting to move in line with, you know, some of the esoteric teachings into, you know, true metaphysics. But when I was exposed to this, it was really quite extraordinary because I've been looking at the, you know, brain for many years, even though I was working in the regular world, I'd still been fascinated by these things. And so this was able to answer a lot of the questions that I had about really the fundamental structure of energy, you know, of sound, of many things. And so wound up working to support the development of technologies and what we call resonance physics, which then actually led to the development of a wellness clinic in Carlsbad, California in about 2005. And the wellness clinic was specifically dedicated towards using and developing technologies that are just in resonance with the human. You know, so nothing that's dissonant, you know, no chemicals, you know, no drugs, no invasive procedures. So everything that's just in resonance with the fundamental operations of the body, we're really getting extraordinary results. And during that time, I met some of the researchers that were working on this technology, and that's kind of how it started. So it took many years to really be able to support it, to get it to a functional and operational use. And then about 2 years ago, somebody we were working with, and actually Matthew was a significant part of that, really had the realization that the microphones in mobile devices had progressed far enough to be able to get enough data from the voice to be able to use this technology on mobile devices. And that was really kind of the, you know, the holy grail of this, to be able to get it out to everybody. And so, and then from that, the thought of Kijini was born, and that's where we're at today.
Wow, it's really remarkable. I mean, there was things that Matthew saw with my neck muscles and my shoulder. One of the things that came up in my voice was a shoulder blade problem. And I've had my left shoulder blade has been in pain for like 2.5 years. And I think it's from lifting my daughter up into her car seat every day repetitively, like over and over again. And, you know, she's a hefty little thing, but I was like, oh my God, I'm like, yeah, you know what? As a matter of fact, I have a neck injury from a car accident. I have 3 vertebrae that are always out. I have to get them, you know, I have to get my neck worked on every week, and my left shoulder blade has been out. The fact that you guys could see that in my 32nd, you know, voice sample was just unbelievable. I'm like kind of floored by this whole thing.
Well, that's a great statement. I'm so glad that you said it that way, because the unbelievable part is actually, you know, it's the most exciting, and it's also the most challenging in being able to move this technology forward, because you're absolutely right. It is quite unbelievable. It goes against what we would think. Like, how could our voice, you know, have all this, you know, information? How could it be that simple? You know, instead of tests and studies and all these other things.
Thank God it's that simple. Thank God it's that simple, because I have to say, you know, there's so many girls I know and young women who are getting different cancers. I mean, my nanny just came back to visit. My old nanny came back from Nashville to visit because her 30-year-old girlfriend has breast cancer. And I mean, it is so rampant everywhere. And, you know, I've got this vitamin, Matthew's at my house while we record this, and I have this vitamin cabinet that's bigger, you know, it's a pantry basically. And I spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on vitamins every month, and yet I'm still deficient on certain things. And so Matthew was saying something about listening to sounds to kind of balance a resonance in the body, because I literally can't swallow enough vitamins to protect myself against everything that's happening. So we do need a more simple tool. And if it can be sound, because we are made up of sound, I think that is a great thing. I mean, I know when I listen to Fleetwood Mac, I feel healed from everything.
That's such a great insight. And you know, what's really interesting is if we look at, you know, the vitamins. You know, I've authored a book on nutrition. I've been involved with it for, you know, 25 years. And I actually had to heal myself from a genetic disorder that you know, they gave me 6 months to live. You know, and also I had to rebuild myself. I was walking across the street and got hit by a car that ran a red light at 50 miles an hour.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I actually came to this industry, if you will, this field of thinking many, many, many years ago, almost at a self-need. But, you know, most vitamins, first of all, they're you know, vitamin C, vitamin D, you know, glutathione. Many people today taking turmeric and curcumin and, you know, many of these things. What you don't realize is that very, very, very little of that actually gets into the body because it gets into the stomach. The stomach has all these acids, and the significant majority of it actually really doesn't do much anything. And so that's it's a real, you know, unfortunate understanding. However, if we look at the physics and the science, which is really critical to understanding even how a supplement can even work, because we understand that the, you know, most fundamental level, that in from a universal perspective, nothing is really touching anything, right?
Yeah.
The experience of touch is an experience of, you know, electromagnetic and gravitational interactions. And so when we touch our hands together, if we were to look at it with a high-powered microscope, the hands, really, the skin is not actually touching it, although we have the experience of touch. So, and current physics, you know, will support that also, even the standard model of physics. So if that's true, since it is, if we're consuming a substance like a vitamin or a mineral or whatever is in the cabinet there that you have, that if they're not touching us, then how are they having an effect? Because we know they do. If we take a drug, you know, painkiller, Tylenol, we know that they have an effect. So if we were to look at the science of it, there's basically this exchange, shall we say, of, you know, electrons, or there's this exchange of frequency, of oscillation.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we just bypassed all of the physical substance and we went straight to the real understanding of how this works, then really everything is just an exchange of oscillations and a frequency. And so that's really where you're heading. You know, the Fleetwood Mac music that you listen to, there's obviously some, you know, genuinely, there's probably chanting, you know, mantras, you know, these things people
Well,
have.
It's interesting because I listen typically almost full time. I have it turned off now in the house, but I listen to Sanatam Kaur and Girish, my favorite kirtan artist, and my publishing house and Live in Books were actually publishing a book by Girish on music and mantras and how it changes your mind, and different sounds change different parts of the body. So I do know the effect of music, and you know, when I, like, if my daughter comes home stressed out from school, like, you know, one of her friends took her toy or something like that, and I'm playing classical music, she unwinds in a second. But if I'm listening to, you know, headbanger music, obviously she's, you know, she gets more aggressive. So I know the power of music to heal. And it's really amazing that, you know, I could almost vibrationally listen to my vitamins.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Changemaker with Zina Muzyka.
We're interviewing the founders of Kijini, which is a sound current app that is currently on Indiegogo. And it's a resonance technology where you, through the sound of your voice, you they can tell what you're deficient in or what resonance you need less of or more of. And so there's almost like a sound, it's not a prescription because it's not a medical thing. You guys aren't diagnosing. You're simply saying there's sounds that can help you live more optimally. So I'm low. I was low, resonating low in lutein. So there's a sound that can resonate lutein, basically. And so, Mark, do you want to, or Matthew, do you want to tell me a little bit about what you guys do then with sound?
Sure. So the technology is based on the understanding that the voice is actually connected. It's hardwired to the brain and the nervous system.
Which makes all the sense in the world.
Right. So the recurrent laryngeal nerve and the vagus nerve go right from the heart and brain to the voice box and the vocal cords. So all of that vibrationally is embedded in the voice. And when we analyze your vocal frequencies, when Kijini does that as an app, what it can do is not diagnose you and tell you that you're low in lutein, for instance, mm-hmm. or in leptin, but what it can tell you is that the frequency that resonates with lutein or with leptin is lower in your voice than than all of the other harmonic frequencies in your voice.
Got it.
So if it's out of balance, then your body will manifest a dissonance electrically in the nervous system, vibrationally in the body, and that dissonance will manifest as any number of things, whatever resonates with that. So if it resonates with a muscle, you might have pain or weakness in that muscle. Mm-hmm. If it resonates with a physiological biochemical, then it might manifest as a deficiency nutritionally. Various things like that. Basically, the understanding is that the fundamental level of everything is vibrational.
Yeah.
And so if we look at everything from a vibrational perspective, we can see why it's manifesting physically.
Got it.
So we're getting to the source of the problem.
Got it. And so I'm curious, I love this idea of being able to listen to my voice on an ongoing basis and then have some sort of tonal musical therapy or something. So Tell me what you guys do from the point of the app hears your voice. It creates a chart, if you will, because the way mine looked, it was a lot of, it was a chart. Mm-hmm. And then there's a sound, almost like a sound tonal resonance, that you guys give back to us almost, right? Or you can create one for me. Or tell me about that.
Well, if you think about it, the reason you might resonate with a Fleetwood Mac song particularly is that it resonates with you.
Yeah.
And those frequencies actually support your system in a certain way. So if you think about that vibrationally, essentially what we could do is we could say that, if you have certain vibrations or sound frequencies that are low in your system, we could actually boost the energy within those frequencies if you were to listen to certain sounds.
Yeah.
So there could be potentially a specific grouping of sound frequencies that your body would like to hear at any given time, mm-hmm. And would be most supportive to your optimal energy and potential.
Yeah.
And so if we can discover those imbalances in your voice, then we could also... You could also listen to frequencies that would support you in the highest way at achieving your potential.
I love it. So, Mark, tell me, Matthew and I were talking earlier over a cup of tea, which is how I like to talk over tea. But he was saying that you could actually tell when somebody's lying through the voice. There's a lot that you can tell. And I thought, what a great business tool. To be able to say, if I'm hiring somebody, and I'm asking them questions, hey, give me a voice sample, and let's see who you really are. Mark, I mean, can you guys do that?
Yes, so a few things. So yeah, first of all, again, anything that's happening in the body, anything is expressed through the voice. So if somebody is consciously aware that that they're emitting a falsehood, the voice will absolutely represent that. And there's some of the very old technology, they would call it, say, lie detector technology. And a couple of things. First of all, I want to share that this part of the technology is not yet developed on a commercial basis. It's just being in private in our software that's been worked on for many, many years. So this is not yet a part of Kijini, and we anticipate releasing it sometime in 2016. But yes, we absolutely can. And also in regards to what you're talking about, let's say hiring people. Actually, what we're looking at is actually integrating that into also another part of this, which we're really excited about, is what we call compatibility. And since the technology tells us really everything about the personal and emotional attributes of a person. So for instance, we can get, 10 people to talk, and it will see how every one of those 10 people actually match up. And we can see which people will be resonant together, which people won't be. And we're also understanding that in 2016, we'll be able to introduce this and potentially like matchmaking. So we really come to understand that although we use the words, love at first sight, we're understanding from a science perspective, it's actually love at first sound.
I totally get that, because when I met my husband, we were at a Krishnadas concert which is interesting. And he said, as soon as I spoke, he knew I was the one because of the sound of my voice.
Absolutely. We've done, the developer of the technology and the research and all the science actually done a significant amount of work over many, many, many years, showing that people that have these connections like you and your husband have, they have a very unique and complementary set of tones and frequencies and device. So let's say, somebody's rich in, B and, C major and, F, whatever, F sharp. The other person will almost have the exact opposite profile from the voice print. So there is just fascinating harmony of both pieces kind of filling in for each other. And so then you have this complete full tone, full note, full resonance in a relationship.
It's so interesting. Well, so I've done a lot of voiceover. I did voiceover for my own book trailer and stuff like that. And we had to redo it because I was on caffeine. I was actually on coffee caffeine. And I sounded like, I don't even sound like myself. I sound a little bit like a chipmunk. So
here's why. Because we do caffeine. Caffeine produces a set of neurohormones, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and so... And so those chemicals that, provide the caffeine creates that stimulation. And the reason you feel anything, whether it's an emotion or energy, whatever you feel, you have the tangible experience of feeling. The only way you can feel is because there's a neurohormone, there's a neurochemical being secreted by the body to allow you to have the tangible experience of feeling.
Yes.
And so when you... So that feeling is a chemical, and that chemical is going to be expressed through your voice.
Amazing. Okay, so I have a weird story, and it's totally unrelated, but I think my listeners are used to my weird stories. I worked, when I was 20, I was working at a place called the Solvang Antique Center, and they were famous for their music boxes. A huge collection of turn of the century, like music boxes from the 1800s. And they had these metal, like brass discs with little holes in them, like an old music box, right? And this guy came in to the antique center one day, and he said, I have the sound of the universe. I created one of these discs, and I found that you guys have this one music box from Sweden from like 1854 or something. He said, and I brought this in. This is the sound of the universe. And he came in and he brought it in and he turned it on, and we cranked the wheel and we got the music box to play the sound. And it was like the whole place vibrated with this energy. Mm. And so it just reminds me of this, in that there is a sound to everything. And there is a sound, a sound of the universe, a sound to love, a sound to health, a sound to prosperity, a sound for everything. So this is very, very exciting. You guys are onto something, groundbreaking, obviously.
Yeah, without a doubt, and what a wonderful observation that you've made there. And exactly. So if we have the feeling, the experience of love, then the reason anybody's feeling it, is because the set of neurohormones and neurochemicals. We noticed, from the work of Dr. Bruce Lipton and many others, that neurohormone, that neurochemical, produces a corresponding feeling. And so it would be love or, whatever it may be. But yes, every single thing in existence is what it is only because of its frequency and its oscillation.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Honestly, Matthew's just showing me the missing notes in my voice. I have no hits for the notes of C, C sharp, D, and D sharp. It's not wild. Either you didn't. Yeah. So that's interesting. And then... And it says I can be fussy about my physical space. Another thing, Mark, that he pointed out was my issue is I spread myself too thin. I was like, how the hell do you know that? I do. It's really my issue. I spread myself too thin. That is my ongoing issue. It's been since I was little. I always was the overachiever. So what is what can our listeners do to have access to this and to be a part of the Indiegogo campaign? And tell us how we can find you, because I am sold. I am going to be getting this tonal box, whatever I have to rent, buy, whatever. I'm in. So I mean, and I'm not the type to have a commercial on my podcast, but I'm really excited about this because the stuff you guys knew about me, there's just no possible way you could know it unless you were inside my head or in my doctor's office. So tell us how we can get involved. Tell us how we can find more information. Tell us how we can get this test done and you know, get the song, you know, have our songs, you know, heal our lives and all of that. Tell us.
Well, first of all, thank you for that, and I'm just so excited that you had, you know, such a good experience with it. That's really, you know, one of our greatest challenges is we have to get it into people's hands and allow them to experience it. And they go, "Oh, I get it," because as we started this conversation now, you know, it is almost unbelievable. But yeah, they can go to our website, which shares a little bit about it, and we're getting that out. And that's at kijini.com. That's spelled KIJINI.com. And then under the same name, we have an Indiegogo campaign going on now until June 18th. And whatever anybody would feel comfortable contributing, we'd love to have a part of that. And basically what people are contributing to is that when we have the apps coming out, which we're a little more than already 50% done with, so we'll have them coming out in about August or September, they will be able to basically get a significant discount and prepay for a lot of different reports and extensive amounts of data that will be provided in the app. Although we're going to provide the basic components of the app for free to everybody, because it's just important for us to get this into the hands of everybody. There'll be advanced parts of it that will have a, you know, pay factor.
Got it. So Kijini is spelled KIJINI, and I really, for all of you out there listening, I mean, we are here to make positive change in the world and in our health and in our well-being. And, you know, this is an opportunity for you to be a part of learning how sound can, you know, really heal your life. We know it with music. We know it with certain people we're around. I mean, I know when I'm around people who are positive, I feel more positive. And, you know, you're really in, you know, a position now to learn more about yourself through your voice. I think it's beautiful. So for those of you listening, it's kijini.com. And Mark, I really want to thank you and Matthew for coming on Changemaker today. I love learning, and this was really a big learning for me. I mean, Mark came in with my analysis and I had my jaw dropped almost like the whole time, like going, I'm blown away. So for those of you who want to have your voice analyzed and take a look at this, you can go to kijini.com. And if you contribute to the Indiegogo campaign, you can be first to have access to the app and the reports. So thank you so much. And Changemakers, you can find me at Mistress of Tea on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook at ZHENA. Let's keep the conversation going. I love all of you, and I want you to have the best life possible. Thank you so much.